Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line. It's a Tuesday. Let's thank our sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, also Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Kapp, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back Into a Simple Time, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin with Todd over there. Joining us on the phone, good morning to you. We've got Greg Williamson with the Frankfort Community Public Library. Greg, thanks for the call.
Well, good morning, and it's always good to be with you guys.
You too. You too. Let's start off with just give us the latest from the library since, gosh, it's already been a month since we talked to you.
Well, you know, it has been, and so we are very excited to be able to tell everybody in the community we're back to our pre-COVID hours.
Yay!
So we're here from 9 in the morning until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and it's still the grab and go. So you can come to the library, you can look for your books, you can look for your movies, check them out, and then go. So there's still no seating going on at the library, so unfortunately you can't come and just hang out at the library. And I know that's disappointing for our teens because they love to come hang out and play games and stuff. But so we're grab and go, but again, a lot more hours than we had before.
What are you guys looking for over the next couple months? Does it look like we'll be able to do much in-person stuff this summer? As you mentioned, the teens, and I know you guys have several tremendous outreach programs.
Sure. So the Board of Trustees met last night, and they reaffirmed that we're not going to be doing any in-person programming through the end of the second quarter. So the end of June, we won't be, you know, having the lap sit. We aren't going to have the teen, you know, gaming areas open. So we still have to watch, you know, what's going on. And again, you know, Dr. Tharp can tell you know, there's some kind of troubling trends with some of the young people not, you know, wearing the masks. And so we're just continuing to try to be safe and do what we can. So we are going to have coming up here in early June our summer reading kickoff, and so we're going to do some fun things outside. So we're going to again this year have some virtual things for summer reading, but we are going to try to have some activities both here at Frankfort and some of the branch locations where people can come and spread out and still have a good time. But so that's a little ways in the future, and we'll probably have somebody next month come and talk about some of the details about that. But one of the real exciting things that we're working on right now, we're partnering with the Learning Network of Clinton County, the Community Schools of Frankfort, the Clinton County Early Learning Coalition, and the Frankfort Education Foundation to establish a Dolly Parton Imagination Library program here at our library. And so for people who don't know what that is, Dolly Parton, she is a wonderful, I can't talk this much, person.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of great work, does a lot of charity. And so she established this program which helps put books into the homes of kids from birth to age 5. And, you know, I think I've told you in some of the programming in the past, I'm a real nut for statistics. But according to the statsindiana.edu, the poverty rate for children under 18 in Clinton County is 16%.
Mm.
And in low-income families, 61% have no books in their home. And so these children are more likely to start first grade 2 years behind their peers. And so we want to see what we can do to try to help out there. And so 46% of Center Township residents are below what the acronym they call ALICE. And so what that is, that means they're asset-limited, income-constrained, but employed. So it means they're above the federal poverty level, but they're below the basic standard of living. And so those people just need a little bit of help. And so what the Dolly Parton Imagination Library Program does is it mails books to these kids to their home, and they get 2 books a month for a year. And so, you know, we are going to try to help these kids to be able to promote literacy and to get them books and fosters family bonding and encourages a love of reading. And so we've got some, like I said, those partners. We're looking at getting some funding from the Center Township office. They've already agreed to step in and help us with a little bit. And we've applied for a grant from the Community Foundation. So we hope, so if any of you are listening that are on the Community Foundation grants board, help us out. So it's a real exciting thing, and we're looking forward to getting involved with that.
Greg, I know what, I love everything that Dolly Parton touches. It seems like she really loves the philanthropy part of it, mm-hmm. especially with reading and, you know, some of those early development stuff with kids. I love that.
Yeah. She is a golden person. You know, I don't think I've ever heard anything bad about Dolly Parton, but we're grateful that we have this opportunity. And so we are going through that process to get approved, and we've seen and we've done some study. They're doing that over in Lafayette, and it's really great. And so we'll once we get it, we'll certainly blanket the community with news on how to be involved.
One thing I'm excited about, and I don't want to put you on the spot, Greg, but we got a press release, I believe, about a week or two ago about Friday, May 14th. It's the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier replica, which is going to be, from the way I understand, a half-scale replica of the tomb in front of the library on Friday, May 14th. And if I'm not mistaken, thanks to Center Township Trustee Jamie Pratt, I'll be down there with a live remote broadcast right here on WILO.
Well, you know, we're looking forward to that. And in fact, the month May at the library is always a great time because we have our friends at the library, friends of the Frankfurt Library, do a special annual program. And so, again, as you mentioned, the name of the program this year is In the Trenches of World War One, and it includes that visit of a replica of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which is from the Exchange Club of Rome, Georgia. They're coming up, bringing it, and they're going to set it up for us. So we're excited about that, and we're going to have some actual people who have served as sentinels at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. So they're going to be here to answer some questions, and we've got a program by a World War One storyteller, Sharon Kirk Clifton. It will be here that night at 6:15, and at 7 o'clock, we'll have a presentation by a retired Sentinel Sergeant Matthew Creep. That's kind of a creepy name, tomb guard. But I may have mispronounced that. But he is going to be here, and again, he'll give a presentation. And you know, the exciting thing is we're going to do that in the theater. So it's kind of an exception to our no in the library programming, but you know, you have to wear a mask and you have to be socially distanced, but so we're going to have that. But you know what's neat is we're also starting on May the 7th all the way through June the 2nd, we're going to have a special exhibit from the Indiana Historical Society entitled From Ration Lines to the Front Lines. And so it's going to be pictures and representations from World War One, and so the gallery, the Hubbard Gallery, is going to have some great photos and some great memorabilia, and so we're excited about having that. But it's just like a game show. And in addition to that, on May the 6th, we're going to have a virtual author presentation from Patrick O'Dell, who wrote a book entitled The Unknown, An Untold Story of America's Unknown Soldier and World War One's Most Decorated Heroes Who Brought Him Home. So you know, before World War One, there was no Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Mm-hmm. And so after that terrible conflict, they decided that there at Arlington National Cemetery, President Pershing, the commander of the AEF, the American Expeditionary Force, that he wanted to have something there. And so he's selected 8 of America's most decorated heroes to go and to bring back this body. And they, you know, it was just amazing some of the things they did getting that started. So he wrote a book about that, and so we'll have a Zoom link that we'll get to you guys and to everybody else. It'll be announced like 3 days before the presentation, but yeah, so that's May the 6th, at 3 p.m. is when it'll be originally broadcast, and I think we're trying to work on some ways to maybe make that available throughout the rest of the month, so at least through the end of May. So yeah, some exciting things, and I think maybe we might get somebody who will come in May, because our normal time in May is right the week before that tomb being here, that replica being here. And so we'll try to get somebody, and maybe we'll be able to share some more exciting stories about that next time we're on.
Sounds good. Greg, we always know that we can go in person or online to get a library card. How would you do that if you can't actually go in the library, if somebody wanted to do that?
Well, you know, we are doing a way to get your card without coming to the library, as you mentioned. So you can call the library. Our number is 765-654-8746. Or you can visit us online at www.myfcpl.org. So it's just like My Frankfort Community Public Library. But yeah, if you go online, there'll be a link there. You'll be able to click and, you know, tell you about how to get a library card. And again, you can call and somebody will walk you through it. But, so the last thing I've got for you is, you know, we very much support the vaccination program that's going on here in the state of Indiana. And people can call the library and we can help you get scheduled for your appointment to get your shot. So I know they're trying to get more and more opportunities, and you know, there are a few places in the state you may actually be able to show up and just register on the spot and get a shot. I was in Kroger in Lebanon on Saturday, and they came over the PA system and say, hey, if you need a shot, come to the pharmacy. So it is getting more available, but again, people can call the library. We can help you schedule your appointment. We can help you reschedule your appointment, or if you were lucky enough to go to one of those places, one of the maximum, shot drive-in things.
Right.
We can help you cancel your appointment, and that's very important, because if you get your shot and you have this appointment that's 4 weeks out, if you can cancel your appointment, that helps them so they can get other people in. Because you know what they find is they get to the end of the day and they may have a few shots left because people didn't show up. Because they don't know, but they assume people had gone out and got the shots at other places. But we're doing that. Mm-hmm. So call the library, come into the library, we'll get you registered.
All right. Anything else we need to know then, Greg, before we let you go?
Keep on reading.
All right. Very good. Hey, we always appreciate everything you guys do and keep it interesting and during a pandemic, too, and leaving all those resources available to us. Thanks for everything you guys are doing down there.
All right. Well, thanks. You guys have a good day.
All right. That's Greg Williamson with the Frankfort Community Public Library. We're taking a break. We'll come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
People who have wealth and keep wealth and build wealth have a long-term planning window. and they make decisions based on that. They buy a car based on that. People who are broke, they have a short planning window. If you're broke and you have a long-term planning window, you're starting to think like rich people. If you think and act like rich people, you get to become rich people.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO. When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
When it comes to the outside of your house, leave it to Welty to make it right and keep it right. Roofing, siding, windows, guttering and more. Welty's is the proven and dependable place to go for quality since 1937. Welty's Custom Exteriors of Frankfurt.
Hi, this is Ryan Welty. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Whatever you want to do, Welty works for you.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this Tuesday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin with WILO Morning Man Todd Berryman over there. Good morning again, Todd.
Good morning. We mentioned Dolly Parton during the interview with Greg here
yes.
a few minutes ago. Do you know about her new ice cream flavor?
No, I haven't heard that.
Dolly Parton, and it's actually being manufactured by an organization in Columbus, Ohio, Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams.
Okay.
Strawberry pretzel pie ice cream.
Ooh.
You know, I'm not normally into the strawberry pretzel desserts, but I'd be curious to see about this.
I just don't think pretzel and ice cream. I don't know.
Well, how do you feel about sea salt caramels?
I like those.
See that yeah. it's not far from that.
Okay, yeah, no.
Now,
choice.
Now having said that, the problem is if you want to get some, you can't right now because they need to catch up on their manufacturing, kind of like how vaccines were, except it's strawberry
yeah.
and it's pretzels.
Right.
And and apparently there is a pint that went on eBay for $1,000 because people can't wait for them to make more.
Right, right.
But yeah, strawberry pretzel pie ice cream by Dolly Parton. And if Dolly's name's with it, it may be pretty good.
So, now, when's that going to be available?
According to the article that I'm reading, it says their website has crashed and they're trying to work around the clock to make more.
Okay.
And they said they're going to give about a 48-hour notice on social media before the next batch comes out.
All right. Well, we'll be looking for that then.
I know I will.
In that case, I'll take two then, right?
Right.
So we got about 6 minutes left in the program. If there's something on your mind, you can give Todd and myself a call, 659-3338. Few things locally here to be aware of. Last week, they started the work on Jackson and Walnut, which is one of the main thoroughfares in our city, and it's down there just a little south of downtown. We all know where it's at there, the CVS on the corner, and the hope was that would be open Friday, and then they found some stuff in the soil samples that gave them a little issues Thursday. So they were waiting for NDOT to come in and look through it and test it and stuff over the weekend, hoping that it would be back open to yesterday. That is still not the case, as we're still working around that. Ken did say it in our little piece we played earlier, but they had also talked about it yesterday at one of those meetings. That's going to be still continue to be closed until tomorrow or Thursday.
Mm.
So make sure you, we figured it out now how to get around. But when I was coming in town, the first day they closed it one day last week, I was coming from Lebanon. And I thought, I'll just pull in the CVS parking lot and zip through there. No, they've got that closed off too.
Yeah.
So you can't get on Walnut there. Also, just a reminder, again, you'll hear more about this over the next couple of days here as we wrap up the Party Line program here, the city council moved forward on a couple big projects last night. It was about a 2.5-hour meeting, and this is all good news for the community. Now, there's some where you're dealing with a little taxes. You may see some of that, but a lot of this has either already been paid for, have been saved up for, or there's some help in bringing these things to our community. So one thing in particular, and again, you'll be hearing more about this over the next couple of days, is the new police station on State Road 28, just east of Brock Grain out there. They've been talking about this for several years. Locally, they've been talking about it for 6 to 10 years, and then they've really been talking about it the last couple years. Now, when Ken talked to Scott Shoemaker last night, the Frankfort City Police Chief, he said that they go back even to 1830, that the Frankfort City Police Department has never had its own built, dedicated police station. They've been in the utility office basement for a while, basement of waterworks. They've been in the old post office for the last almost 40 years.
Right.
And, I mean, it went out of date to be a post office 40 years ago. It's not going to continue to grow as a police station. And it's down there behind the library, too, so you really don't have any room to grow.
Yeah.
So the good news is they finally went ahead and gave the go-ahead for the new police station. There will be an artist rendering in the next couple days, too. You may even be able to find that on Facebook. Also, they were talking about the pool. First off, I wanted to let you know that they were talking about the police station. The cost for that's going to be about $7.9 million. They amended that to not exceed $8.5 million. Mm-hmm. And now that they've got the go-ahead, they're hoping to have it ready by the fall or winter of next year, 2022.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're going to move on this really, really quick. I'm anxious to see what's going to happen with the old post office. No, I don't want to move Wilo into that. They also have, although it's a cool old building, they also talked about the aquatic center. Council gave Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets the go-ahead on the sign-off for the redesign of that project. Now, she wants to keep the pool at TPA under $10 million. The current cost estimates are not available because they say that materials have really went up during COVID-19 because, of course, they're going to poke and prod and jack the prices up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? So the cost estimates were between $8.4 million and $9.3 million. And lumber prices, for instance, have jumped 73%. Steel's up 50%. So we're going to start the process of the pool. They were hoping for the opening of that to be 2022. That's now been pushed back to March or April of 2023. But we're growing. We're pointing in the right direction. So mm-hmm. I think we'll be all right. So that's all very good news for the city of Frankfort. And again, Jackson and Walnut going to be closed down until tomorrow or Thursday. Mm-hmm. Stay with Wilo, and they'll let us know as soon as they do. Todd, have a great day, man.
Thank you. You too.
All right, and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Ken and I will be back with another Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day. From Wilo.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.